Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And you have a needed center, and I saw Jordan Greenway likely is going to play center. Is it? I know he's played it before. In the league, is it a big deal for him?
No, it's not a big deal. We played him a little bit last year, and we still have Dunn who can play center. We can move Krebs up too. So, you know, we've got options when it comes to center ice. But I think if we could put him in the middle as a big man, it would be, and it works, it would look good for us.
Process, but it has to be nice for a coach to be able to have him back and be able to use him.
Yeah, I mean, we know what he can bring. He's a great skater, heavy on the puck. You know, I think another guy that can be real strong on pucks down low will give us more ozone time. So, you know, we'll get him back in and get him running. And, you know, I don't think, you know, he's had a lot of time off. I don't think it's, you know, going to be easy stepping in, but I think he'll make an impact for us.
Is it important for this team to play heavier than what they're playing right now? Or is that something that you see as a need?
Well, I think, you know, the way a lot of teams are defending, you got to win more battles. You know, I think you saw in a couple of games where our rush chances were way up. You know, we made a lot of nice plays, and then last couple of games they kind of got eliminated. So once you get inside the offensive zone, we got to get more pucks to the net, and we got to get, you know, bodies that get there. I thought we got pretty good at that last year. I think, you know, the start of games, we haven't been good at it. You know, so we're going to kind of get back to our roots and what made us effective in early in games.
Is that done kind of maybe forcing you to make a, you know, difficult decision? You have guys coming back, there's roster decisions, and he's, you know, he's played well recently, I guess.
That was what any player should do. Really, try to come in, make an impact, make our decision really tough. I welcome the opportunity. Anyone come in playing well and them saying, well, I played better than this guy. You know, I think there's a little bit different roles with some players, but, you know, how hard you play, how well you play, they get to control that. And I think Dunner's done a good job. Austin has done a good job stepping in, playing he hasn't capitalized on some of his opportunities, but he's had good offensive opportunities to put in the back of the net, and he's played well defensively too. So both players have done a nice job for us.
Noah's best offensive game maybe last night?
Yeah, I think so. And at the same time, defended well, got himself in good position in the zone. You know, I think he's reading plays really well. So, you know, you look at his overall, if he finished, you know, he had a great opportunity in Toronto. He had almost the same type of opportunity again in this game. He's getting himself, he's finding those quiet little holes to get some of the opportunities.
Give you the confidence to use those three against the top line of the Blue Jackets, because you kept doing it and they were being successful. Well, what gave you the confidence to put them out there against them?
Just how well they played against them. they were garnering the zone time, getting pucks in deep and hanging on to it. I think they did a great job of frustrating them. They had limited possession time when those guys were out there. So it was an easy decision after a while just to keep, you know, it wasn't a matchup every time, but it was a matchup on the most part a lot of the times.
When you went back and watched Michael Kesselring's game, was there anything you noticed that maybe you didn't notice live, or just what did you think of it?
I liked his puck movement. I thought he picked his spots getting up ice, helping join. I thought there was a couple times, could have moved the puck quicker on when he was joining, when we hit the line, but I'm probably nitpicking right now. But overall, when it came to making, breakout passes and making the right play, I thought he looked pretty comfortable.
That McLeod line, one of the highest statistically in the league in terms of expected goals since you put them together. I'm curious what you've seen from that group and that line specifically over the last couple of games.
I think if you look at quite a few of their goals are around net front. They're getting pucks to the net. I mean, you look at the break we got last night. We're just throwing one there. It goes off a shin pad. The other one is a rebound where we're jamming a puck underneath the goaltender. Tuck's had a rebound goal. So when you look at the type of goals, I think some of that are the goals they're going to score. They've had some good rush chances, too, and some good open ice opportunities. But for the most part, I think their zone play is and getting screens and people around the net. They've been our best line at doing that.
Lindy, you've gotten through the first 10 games of the season, approaching the next 10. You talked about getting bodies and pucks in front of the goal, winning the battles. But what else overall does this team need to do to be productive in the next 10 games, be effective?
We have to be able to finish games better. I look at it. We gave a couple points away. We're leading in the third period in our last two games, and if you look at a 10-game segment and you're looking at trying to get 12 points, we're a couple points under. We hit our mark for the 5-game this last, but we didn't. We could have made up for that first 5 games with, finishing out these two previous games. The opportunities were there. We definitely didn't like our first period last night, obviously. But I thought our answer and our response to that first period again, to come back and play the way we did and get the lead was, maybe something that we didn't see a lot of last year.
You mentioned those differences between last year and this year. What do you think those major differences are that are, at least keeping you in a point these last two games and something you'll build on?
I'll go first to puck management. We're managing the puck better. I think if you go back to our first 3 games, we didn't manage the puck that well. You look at the Colorado game, we coughed up a couple goals because of poor puck management. That is number one. I think staying away from the defending and staying away from the high danger opposition chances has been better. We still need to improve. We've given up, one game against Toronto, 3 breakaways again last night, a cover situation where we gave up a breakaway that we could have prevented. So it is something that we're better, but we've got to continue to work at.
What Greenway can do penalty killing, he might be one of your best penalty killers, but yet you've done so well at it. So will he kill penalties, or will he have to wait?
Probably put him on a power play. No, he'll get used. I think we have done a good job. I look at areas of that I still think we can be better. We've got some great saves by our goaltender in some of those kills. I think our puck pressure, just our reads on creating more pressure, can be better. And I still don't think, our failed clears are something that, eventually it catches up to you. And we failed on too many of those. And one last thing, probably his faceoff percentage, killing penalties too. Maybe if Greener can get in the dot and win some draws, that can help us too.
What is it with him? I mean, why is he such a good penalty? I know his reach, but what else does he do that's so good?
I just think he's got a good hockey IQ for how teams set up and how to kill. And he is a little bit like Alex Tuck, his reach and the way he extends himself and the way he can skate. gets them, you know, gets them there quick enough with a good stick.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.